I'm going to read out of 107 Psalm tonight. Just read a few verses. Thank God for the help of God in this good psalm testifying tonight to my spirit. 107, Psalm 107. Just read a few verses. Oh, God. The Bible said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Yes.
For his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them, and they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way. Amen. Thank God he is the right way. I'm thankful tonight for the right way. Amen. I don't know the right way, but he does, and he leads me in that right way. Amen. The only right way, thank God's Christ. He is the way. The right way is the truth of God. That they might go to a city of habitation, in verse 8 said, oh, notice the word oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands asunder. And again, he said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I think it's in there four times that he said that. Oh, that men, verse 21, would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And verse 31, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. I believe God tonight, amen, is pleased with praise. I thank God tonight. The Bible said he inhabits the praise of his own children. And we know the book of Psalms is a song book. It praises him. I feel like tonight, thank God, that he's got glory out of the praises of God, the songs of God. And I bless the Lord for that. I'm glad for the Holy Ghost. God lives in my heart that bears witness with the truth and bears witness with somebody that knows the truth. I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm glad there was a day that God in heaven, thank God, sent the Holy Ghost down and the Holy Ghost of God, amen, come to where I was at and dealt with my heart and drawn me to repentance and gave me saving faith to believe. I could not believe. I would not have believed had God not opened my eyes to the things of God, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's right. You're trying to find your way in God when God's dealing with you, but you can't find it till God opens it. Amen. It's like the Red Sea, brethren. Amen. You can't cross till the Red Sea opens, and you'll not get in till it opens. Amen. But that's when it gets down to the, thank God, amen, when they was going across the Red Sea, how that the Israelites were scared to death. Amen. And thank God my friend the Egyptians was breathing down their back. But listen, thank God at that time Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. What instruction. Thank God they're breathing down our back. They're about to take us. And he said, stand still. Amen. Just stand still and see. Amen. Look at it. Observe what God's about to do. Salvation means there's a rescue coming. Amen. He said, see the salvation of the Lord. And brethren, thank God Moses took his rod out across the water and God sent the wind and parted the water. And they couldn't go on dry ground till the waters were parted. And it's like that when a man gets saved. Thank God they can't make that move that God opens the door for him. Amen. Somebody said, well, the door's open. Well, I didn't see it open. Amen. Until it was open. Amen. I can't see unless he gives me the
appetite. I thought about the blindness of sinners. And listen, there are blind sinners. I cannot open the eyes of the blind. You can't open the eyes of the blind. But God can open the eyes of the blind. He opened your eyes one day and showed you the truth. You didn't have it, but He gave it to you. He opened your eyes to it. It wasn't something somebody convinced me of. It's something the Holy Spirit convinced me of, because He's the only one that can convince me of it. In fact, the word convict means to convince. That's what the word reprove means, to convince. And when you're convinced of your condition, He don't stop there. He convinces you of who He is. And He opens your eyes to the truth of God by the truth of the Lord Jesus. And that's amazing. And I did not see it. I mean, I could not see it. A blind man can't see it. Amen. But thank God when He opened my eyes and said, this is the way it is. This is the way. It's Jesus. And He opened my eyes to it. Thank God it wasn't my friend a decision. Amen. It was reality. It was truth before me. It was God doing for me what I couldn't do for myself. It wasn't that I decided to open my eyes. He opened my eyes. Thank God. Amen. The blind man, thank God. Amen. He said, what do you desire? He said, that I might see. Amen. Jesus laid His hands on him and opened his eyes, and he could see. Amen. Listen, the only way a man's eyes will open is God open his eyes. He's got to see. Amen. The writer of Amazing Grace said, once I was lost, now I was found. I was blind, but now I see. I see. Amen. But you can't see till you see. Amen. See. Amen. It means I see it. Amen. I see Christ. I see the one. Like the woman at the well is talking about. Amen. She said, when Messiah comes, He'll tell us all things. And Jesus said, I am Him. Amen. I am the Messiah. I am the one. Amen. Thank God, brother. He is the one that opened the eyes of her, who showed her who He was. And she left her water pot. Amen. And run to a city and said, she told the men, brother Robert, she had been married 5 times, was a man with her that wasn't her husband. And it says she went to the men and said, come, see a man that told me all things ever and I did. Is not this the Christ? Is not this the Messiah? Is not this the one sent from God? He opened her eyes to see that. And when your eyes is open, thank God, that's when you'll see it. And only then's when you'll see it. Because this ain't a natural book. This ain't naturally understood. You just can't learn it by education. You can't just learn it by fact. You learn it by revelation. Revelation means it's an unveiling. He makes it known to you. Amen. It's not education. Robert Cranfield has gone to be with God. Couldn't. Amen. Read, friend. Amen. Couldn't write much. But I tell you what, he had good eyesight. Amen. Spiritually. Amen. Because God showed it to him. Most of them people had years gone by. Friend, a lot of them was illiterate. I think Peter and John and that crowd was. Amen. They said they were unlearned and ignorant men. But they seen who he was. Amen. It wasn't about, brother, listen. It ain't about education tonight. It's about revelation. It's about him making known the truth. He said to Peter, he said, flesh and blood had not revealed this to you. But my Father which is in heaven, he's revealed this to you. Amen. Thank God. Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, because you've been, my friend, it's been revealed to you. And it ain't been flesh and blood revealing it to you. Thank God, it's been my Father which is in heaven. Amen. That's how you learn it. Amen. Listen to this. John 6 says, every man, I'm going to turn there and read that verse. It's amazing verses. John 6 is a great chapter in the scripture. Most people don't interpret it right because he's talking about coming to God. Amen. But he said this. He said, all that the Father give me shall come to me. Yeah. That means here. What's that mean, preacher? It means all that the Father give him shall come to him. That's what it means. Amen. That means everybody the Father give the Son is going to come to him. Amen. In His time, He's going to make it known and reveal it to them. That's exactly what it means. And He said, him that cometh to me, I'll no wise cast them out. Hey, God, ain't, listen, amen. Ain't been cast out, friend. He ain't never lost a one, He said. Amen. But the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Amen. That's right. But in this thing here, He said this. Amen. He said in verse number 39, this is the Father's will which has sent me, that all which He had given me, I should lose nothing, but shall raise it up again. Amen. At the last day. Hear that. Amen. And this is the will of Him that sent me. Notice this. That everyone which seeth the Son, seeth the Son. He ain't talking about just visible sight. You're seeing Him for who He is. You're seeing Him in revelation. Understanding this is the Messiah. How many people did Jesus walk around in body before? Amen. And He said, he that believeth in me, they could look at Him. He that believeth in me. Amen. Listen. I am the Son of God, He said. Amen. I am Him. But you'll have to believe, you'll have to see Him for who He is. Amen. A lot just didn't see Him for who He is because they were so religiously blind, and the devil had blinded their mind through religion, through false religion, through false hope. Friend, and they thought their religion was it. But their religion, my friend, was my friend, man, traditions. They had to see this Messiah. They had to see Him as He was. They had to see Him, friend. And if you never had seen Him, you wouldn't be in this crowd tonight. You wouldn't be in it. I wouldn't come in this place. I thought about people. I remember when I went and heard preaching after I got saved. I mean, I loved it. Amen. But when I was lost, I wouldn't have loved it. Amen. I thought about this. What's lost people really think of me when I'm up here preaching? You know what I mean? I told my wife, always talking, we was going somewhere the other day, and I said, what do you think they'd think if they came? Amen. She said, I don't know what they'd think. Amen. That's right. Because listen, they can't see it. They can't see it. They think, they say, that's man up there. They said, I mean, I've had all kind of quotes and comments about the preached word, brother. And listen, but it is true. You've got to see it. Amen. Hey, God, listen, what He told Nicodemus, that the man be born again. He cannot see the kingdom. He ain't talking about physically seeing it. He's talking about an understanding, a comprehension, the truth of God being revealed to him by the Spirit. That's how you see it. Amen. Hey, God, you can't convince a man of that. I couldn't convince a man they're saved. That's God's doings. Amen. That's the Spirit tonight. Bless the Lord. It's a miracle, Brother Todd. Here you testify tonight. Amen. Thank God. By your good wife over there. Amen. And blessing of God. Amen. Come in here in early 90s. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. The blessed Lord said, here, I want you to see it. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Walk around a little bit under conviction. Amen. Can't see it. Struggling to see it. And all of a Son, thank God, He says, this is it. And you see it. Amen. And brother, we pray for you. Amen. Your own sister made me, she said, pray for Patrick. Amen. Pray for Patrick. Amen. When thank God, I'm glad. Amen. The same God that showed her is the same God that showed you. Amen. Open your eyes. Thank God, give you life. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, that's the same God, Brother Key, that showed you, showed her. Amen. I said, that's right. It's the same God, the same gospel, the same way. Ain't no other way. It's His way. And brother, tonight, thank God, I'm glad, amen, that you'll have to see it. When He reveals it to you, you'll see it. Amen. That's right. Praise God. He said this, everyone that seeth the Son, believeth on Him, may have everlasting life, and I'll raise him up at the last day. Now listen to this here. It is written in the prophets that they shall be all taught of God. Not taught of men, taught of God. How's He teach you? Through His Spirit. It's the only way you're going to learn it. This book's a spiritual book. It's not a natural book. It's a spiritual book. That's a spiritual kingdom. It's a spiritual kingdom tonight. It's not a fleshly kingdom. Flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom of God. He said it's the flesh profit and nothing. The Spirit, hey, God giveth life. The words I speak of just give spirit and their spirit and life. Notice what He said here. He said in this verse, He said, they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore, not see. Every man therefore that hath heard, you gotta hear it. Gotta hear it. And hath learned of the Father, cometh unto me. Every man that hears and taught of God, learned of the Father, who he's taught of the Father, learned of the Father, who Christ is, cometh to me. That's what Jesus said. I mean, that's what Jesus said. It's the word alone preached, the word alone spake, opens the heart and the ears of man, and the Holy Spirit opens the eyes of man and gives him these truths. Amen. That we know tonight. Thank God we have. Listen, you know what, thank God, the doctrine of election is? It's really an assurance doctrine to the saved, born again people that they have been chosen by God Himself unto salvation in the Son of God Jesus, and they've been taught that. You know, preach about election, that's a people, friend. Thank God, He said, we are, He said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth. He justified you. You couldn't justify yourself. You didn't help God justify you. Thank God, my friend. Thank God, He's the one that said He ain't guilty. Thank God, you couldn't say that. He's the one that said it. Thank God, it assures you. Thank God that you're not condemned, that you're not guilty tonight, that you're not going to hell tonight. Thank God, He's going to rescue you for that. Amen. It wasn't that man could do it. Thank God, if they could, He'd have come up with a plan. But brethren, it was Jesus that done it. The only Son, a begotten Son of God. And it is that way tonight. Thank God you look back and see where He brought you from. But the revelation came in immediate. Amen. The night you bowed or the night you called on Him. It was an act from your heart. And God said He saw the heart before anything come out of the lips. Because it's with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. It's not our righteousness, it's His righteousness. It's not our goodness, is His goodness. It's not our salvation, it's His that He gave to us. Thank God, that's ours tonight because of His. And He gave eternal life. It's a gift tonight. Listen, thank God, faith is a gift. And repentance is a gift. A man can't do none of it unless God gives him grace to do it. Amen. One of the divine verses in the Bible, for by grace are you saved through faith. What's grace? The divine favor of God upon an undeserved man. Sinful man. God bless it. He took some of the worst people there was, including myself, and said, I'm going to have favor on him. It wasn't nothing good He saw in me. It wasn't nothing He foreseen I'd do for Him. It wasn't nothing He saw that He said, I think He'll be a pretty good one. Oh no, He didn't ever. Listen, friend, I'm going to tell you this tonight. He don't even say that now about me. He says, my Son knows what to do with him. Amen. The Holy Ghost knows how to help him. Amen. It ain't me tonight. It's amazing. Makes me want to do some somersaults in my spirit to think what, listen, He took a nobody and I've been, brother, listen, and He knows how to use a nobody. Amen. Because He's somebody. Amen. Thank God. That's in control of a nobody. And that's the only way it works. If I'm in control, it's a mess. But if He's in control, there's a blessing. That's where it's at tonight. He ain't looking for good people. He's looking for sinful people. He never come to save the righteous. He come to call sinners to repentance. And the only way you get in is a sinner. He, thank God, my friend, look in the Bible. Paul said, I'm the chief of all sinners. Amen. Listen. Thank God. He said, how been for this cause I obtained mercy. God gave me mercy. I didn't deserve mercy. He said, Romans 9, I give mercy. Whom I give mercy? That's what he said. It's the mercy of God. Amen. I didn't deserve it. Never would. Amen. It goes back a long time back. Amen. In the great counsels of God. That he said, I'm going to have mercy on him. He says, I don't see nothing good in him. He's a sinful wretch. He's made a mess of his life. But thank God, I'm telling you, I'm going to have mercy on him. Hey, listen. It's just the mercy of God, Patrick. It's just the mercy of God. I'm telling you, I have nothing to boast in. But Christ and Him crucified. That's the only boasting I got tonight, Brother Keith. Amen. You know, sometimes you have to wait a while to see what I'm preaching. Sometimes we kind of think after we're saved and start learning a little something. Amen. Especially if you're a preacher, you know a little something. Amen. And you know more than them other people do, you find out. But then you find out you don't know nothing. Amen.
and you don't know nothing because, praise God, He showed you that. You will never get to that place of humility in Christ in your walk with God till you get low with Him. And God teaches you some things through hardships and persecutions and all kind of troubles and trials and failures, brother. Amen. I mean, I've made some messes out of a lot of things, but you know what? He ain't never let me. It was, listen. All the failures I ever had, it was purposed by God. Everything I go through is purposed by God to make me what He wants me to be. Amen. Listen, Brother Keith, sometimes I go home and I said, I'm telling you, them people's got to be better people than what I thought they were to listen to me. Amen. But sometimes I feel like, praise God, that the Holy Ghost, amen, has helped me to help you. But it all comes together. You're not always going to be on the mountaintop. You're going to be in some valleys. There's a lot of valleys in life. Amen. Listen, thank God everything works together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose. Amen. A lot of times you feel low, but thank God that's when He'll help you. Amen. If you think you can do it, He'll probably let you try. Amen. You'll find out it ain't gonna work. Amen. Thank God I'm saying that, brother. That's all Him. Amen. Thank God He took us the way we were. We didn't have to clean up. We didn't have to do nothing, brother. Because we couldn't. There ain't a thing we can do to please Him tonight.
Amen. The only thing that we please God with is by faith. And that's His faith. That's His faith. The only thing pleases a sovereign God that's holy, just, and right is His Son, Jesus Christ. Even Moses and Elijah, I mean, two of the great men of the Old Testament, stood with Him on the Mount of Transfiguration. And Peter spoke up and said, we need to build three tabernacles. And Son, it didn't set well with the Father. Amen. And they got all afraid, thank God, because He overshadowed that crowd. And Peter and them bowed their head in fear. And they said, This is my beloved son. Hear ye Him. And Him I'm well pleased. God bless it. And when them men looked up, they said, they didn't see nobody but Jesus. They didn't see Elijah and Moses. Amen. I'm telling you, you better look out where you need to look tonight. Amen. Don't look nowhere else. Look to Jesus. Bless the Lord. I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. I'm glad He let me in on it. He revealed it to me. Amen. That's the only way you'll know it. He shows it to you. That's the only way. You don't know it no other way. And it's by faith. God gives you the faith to believe. Thank God who He said He was. Amen. What did that brother say? Brother Gray was talking about last night. This brother, he lived a rough life. He was a gambler. The man told him about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it's hard for me to believe a man died and rose again from the grave. I said, well, I'd say that's probably a right answer and a true answer from a natural man. It'd be hard. Amen to believe, brother. Amen. But thank God when He lets you know it. Amen. That what that preacher man's preaching. Amen. And the truth of God in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. But you say, brother, listen, we wouldn't know it unless the Holy Ghost showed us. Amen. We wouldn't know it, but wasn't no bearing witness. Amen. Thank God. He said, that fella said, I believe as much as I can. Amen. I'm just wanting to, he really cast himself at the feet of God. Amen. And said, Lord, I'm believing. Amen. But thank God, you got to give me some sight. Amen. And brother, that's what He does for all of us. Amen. We can say all these things, but I'm telling you, we don't know to the Holy Ghost. Thank God gives us knowledge of the truth in Jesus Christ. I'm glad for Sunday school. Thank God these youngins are here. Hearing the word and getting that truth in them. He said, Timothy, and from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. But them Scriptures are able to make him wise. Amen. Unto salvation. And salvation come through the person of Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen. Thank God, it's a whole lot easier for a child that's been raised in this thing when the truth of God comes. Amen. To believe. Amen. Thank God. Because they have been taught the Scriptures. Amen. That's right. Somebody asked me when I was growing up, do you believe in God? Well, I said, sure, do I pray to Him? And they'd say, you saved? I'd say, well, I hope so. But I wasn't. You know when I got saved? When He saved me. That's when I got saved. That's when you got saved. Somebody asked me one time, was I a certain group of people? I said, what is that? I said, can you get saved before God saves you? Nope.
when you get saved, when he saves you. That's right. I like what Billy Mitchell said. He said, God will save everybody that's savable. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's right, buddy. He got, you know why you were savable? He made you savable. Amen. You were savable. He made you savable. That blessed God got in your heart. I like what you said. I am making a move. I know it's real in my heart. Amen. That's when you made the move, when it was real in your heart. Bless the Lord. Amen. I love you, buddy. God bless you. It's good to see this good little family. Amen. God's a touch and bless. Amen. That's a blessing. Thank God. I'm telling you, that man laid at pool 38 years. I mean, he's in that case 38 years, but he didn't get up to Jesus and said, take that bed and walk. Amen. I'm telling you, that's when it happened. That's when it's going to happen. Amen. Thank God. If God gets on your heart tonight, it's because he's a dealing with you. And brother, it ain't long after that. Amen. He'll keep a dealing with you. Amen. But he'll show you, praise God, these truths. Amen. Thank God that it's all Christ. Amen. You believe in him. Amen. Because he gives you that understanding. Thank God to believe in him. Thank God and be made a new creature. Amen. And fall in love with him. Glory be to God. And also love his people. Amen. What he'll do. Bless the Lord. Brother, keep praying for us tonight.